Well, we're talking with Jim Dexter, Chief of the Fisheries Division for the DNR, and I appreciate your insight on the Master Angler Program. We talked a little bit about the end of walleye season here on Wednesday night. But I'd like to switch over to a tougher topic. And this is really hard for a lot of fishermen to swallow, especially the boat fishermen on Lake Superior, and that is regarding the cutting of salmon plants on Lake Superior. Can we get your thoughts on that?
Sure. You know, Lake Superior, along with the other lakes, you know, we've been stocking salmon for 50 years now throughout Lake Huron, Michigan, and Lake Superior. And over time, our populations have become naturalized, meaning that once you start stocking them, they find the appropriate places to spawn, and as their young come off and survive, they become a part of the naturalized population. Well, what we've done over the last several years on Lake Superior is we've had a program specifically to evaluate the Chinook salmon stockings. We had been stocking over 400,000 Chinook salmon annually for the last several years. And what we found is that more than 99% of the fish that have been caught by anglers, and these are fish identified through our creel census in several areas across the Upper Peninsula, they're wild fish. They're totally wild fish. So what that means is that we're investing time, money, resources into rearing fish in the hatcheries, but they don't make it back to the creel. Anglers are not catching those fish. They're catching the wild fish, and that's fine. If they caught hatchery fish, that would be fine too. But what we have found is that the return that we were getting was practically nothing. It was costing us hundreds and hundreds of dollars per creeled fish, fish that is ends up in the cooler if it was a hatchery fish. Natural fish is free, and they're very, very robust fish. They survive very well. So if we can provide as good, or if not, a better fishery with wild fish, why wouldn't we do that? And then instead, use those resources that we used to have rearing those fish in the hatchery for other areas, whether it's habitat improvement, additional fish feed for a different species, work on our infrastructure. There's a lot of need throughout the state. And so anywhere that you can shave $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 off and redeploy it somewhere else where it's needed, that's a good thing.
I guess you kind of gave me a good segue, because my thought was if the resources aren't going to be spent on rearing fish and planting them, and you're saying that the wild fish are what 99% of the fishermen are catching, then why not develop some sort of program to really enhance the habitat to enhance the reproduction of wild fish?
Right, and that's primarily where we would go. And as a division and as an agency, we spend an awful lot of time, money, and resources on doing exactly that. I've got three grant programs that we oversee, our dam grant program, aquatic habitat grant program, and one that's called the Habitat Improvement Account, which is for the Northern Lower Peninsula. And they're all directed towards improving habitat so that we can have better wild populations of fish. We're spending almost $2 million a year handing out grants to partners. I mean, we're not out there doing hardly any of this work ourselves. We're working with partner groups that come up with a project, or we help direct them to a project to improve that habitat. Now, one of the good things that you've got going for Upper Peninsula folks in the Lake Superior watershed is a lot of your habitat's pretty pristine. You've already got excellent, excellent habitat. Now, that doesn't mean that there aren't things that couldn't be fixed, whether it's a road crossing with a perch culvert so that fish can't get up further to a spawning ground, or you've got roads that are sloughing sediments off into the stream and covering up gravels where eggs would be incubating. There's issues like that all up and down every watershed that you would go to. There's also dams that block, and of course we work diligently to either repair dams or to remove dams so that we can have fish passage. So that is an ultimate goal, and we do spend a lot of time, but the folks up in the Upper Peninsula, oh my gosh, you're really sitting in a good place because you've got some fantastic habitat, and I think that the fisheries show that. You know, if you go out fishing out of Keweenaw, out of Ontonagon, out of Grand Marais, out of Munising, I mean, there's some fantastic fishing to be had, and that's because the habitat's pretty darn good and pretty pristine.
Jim Dexter, Chief of the Fisheries Division for the Department of Natural Resources, thank you so much for your time today.
Okay, thanks, Adam.
Love to catch up with you again soon as we get into spring.
You bet.
This is The Outdoor Show.